Hello and welcome to Noteworthy Reading. I am Bryce Napier, your host, and today I'm going to talk to you about a little book that I picked up not long ago called The Sherlockian. The Sherlockian came out in 2010, around the time of the Sherlock Holmes movies that starred Robert Downey Jr., maybe most famously known for his role as Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. plays Sherlock Holmes, and he's accompanied by Watson, who's played by Jude Law. I enjoy those movies. I feel like they kind of capture the time and spirit of Sherlock Holmes very well. And when I was going to Barnes & Noble looking for something new to read, I noticed this book, The Sherlockian, on the shelves, which, very timely, you know, to come out at the same time of the movies, has a great Sherlockian-style pipe on the front, and maybe as a throwback to A Study in Scarlet, which was written in 1887. It was Arthur Conan Doyle's first Sherlock Holmes story that sort of set off the Sherlock Holmes series. It's got this little blood splatter here right at the base of the pipe stem, and it's pretty cool because on the book jacket, it's actually a cutout. It's a pass-through. So there's that shape that's cut into, I don't know if you can see it, into the cover there, and then it overlays to show this sort of metallic pressed cutout of Sherlock Holmes' silhouette. So in terms of just the cover and the presentation, you know, even just the gold lettering on the cream, pretty classy, a very appealing book in terms of just how it hits you when you see it on the shelf. And just as a side note, I actually used this book in an Instagram post and paired it against some of the pipes that I make and sell on Amazon. So if you're ever looking for a pipe that is made by somebody who likes the Sherlock Holmes stories, look no further than Pilgrim Pipes on Amazon, and you can find those there. Makes a great pairing for a pipe as well. So let's talk about the structure of the story. Graham, in an interview with Graham Moore, there's several on YouTube, you can find them. I'll share the link to this particular interview. He says this is a meta mystery, and what he means by that is his lead character, Harold, he's a big fan of Sherlock Holmes. He wants to become a Sherlockian, which apparently there's several, over 400 kind of Sherlock Holmes clubs where they read new publications and have, you know, meetings and, you know, outings and that sort of thing. Kind of a, it seems kind of hoity-toity, but this character, he's a big fan, he wants to become a Sherlockian, and he's fascinated by all things Sherlock Holmes. That takes place in modern times, and then the mystery that he's trying to solve involves a mystery that Arthur Conan Doyle in his time is trying to solve. So it's sort of dual timelines, both kind of overlapping in some places. And definitely not going to tell you how the mysteries unfold, but kind of a cool plot, a cool idea to sort of get you from modern times back to Arthur Conan Doyle's times. One of the strengths I think the book has is I like the romance in this book because it's classy. Young man and young woman are friends before they take a love interest to one another and learn to kind of work together professionally before that happens. And it's well done. Kind of a love comes softly sort of idea, very gentlemanly. And I liked that about the book. Something to note about Graham Moore is that he is primarily a screenwriter. He wrote The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays Alan Turing, who cracked the German radio codes in World War II. Also, incidentally, Benedict Cumberbatch plays Sherlock Holmes in the popular TV series about Sherlock Holmes. I like that this book was sort of his first novel before he really thought he could become a novelist. He read a news story that sort of inspired the ideas in this story, and demonstrates his ability to build characters, build plots, build scenery. A lot of the scenery in the story is very Sherlock Holmes-esque. You know, you have the lighting of the London street lamps, and you have Arthur Conan Doyle's leathered, wood-paneled study where he's writing and brooding over, you know, what his next character is going to do in his next book and all those things. So you kind of definitely get a feel that is similar to a Sherlock Holmes story from Moore's writing. So we talked about the strengths of the book. Some of the things that I was not too happy with was his treatment of Arthur Conan Doyle. He was a educated, opinionated Scotsman. He was around during the time of the women's suffrage movement. And although he believed that in many cases women were smarter than men and less brutish, as noted by his youngest daughter, Jean Doyle, he didn't align with the idea that women should vote. I know that sounds crazy today, sounds crazy to me, but Graham Moore kind of treats, in his treatment of Conan Doyle, is a little inaccurate, because the reason why Arthur Conan Doyle thought that was he didn't want discord in marriage. And interestingly enough, Arthur Conan Doyle actually had modern views of divorce. He believed that women should be able to get a divorce if their marriage was abusive or not working. He was contrary to many of the people during his time for believing that. He isn't really portrayed as somebody who had maybe a nuanced view of women's suffrage. In some scenes, he's pretty uncaring. And I'll say this. One of the other slights that is played upon Conan Doyle's character in this book is that as he's solving his own mystery and having to use his kind of own formula, you know, he's written these fiction stories about Sherlock Holmes, and now he's trying to solve the mystery himself, he kind of takes matters into his own hands and doesn't cooperate with the authorities like he should have. So I felt, for somebody who's writing a book that is supposed to take someone back, is sort of using the Sherlock Holmes world, but degrading the author's character, I felt like that was, that just kind of struck me as not what I was expecting. And also, I wish that he had just cast Arthur Conan Doyle in a more positive light. Maybe another pillar of support to the idea that Arthur Conan Doyle wasn't your typical, you know, kind of a person, is his character Irene Adler, who is Sherlock Holmes' love interest and makes multiple appearances in the Sherlock Holmes stories. She is a intelligent, opinionated, bold, independent woman who is portrayed in the Sherlock Holmes films as well, as almost a rival and superior of Sherlock himself, and outsmarts him in many ways. Even that Doyle would write such a character in the time that he was, I think is a testament that he's not perhaps as degrading or uncaring towards women as Graham Moore would suggest in The Sherlockian. So, as a reader in The Sherlockian, you're definitely asked this question. I feel like the whole plot sort of begs this question. Who is more wise and virtuous? Arthur Conan Doyle himself in the 1800s, following his own method to solve a murder mystery, or a hesitant, unsure of himself, very self-conscious college graduate conducting his murder mystery investigation in modern times? The stories overlap in ways and are interesting in how they overlap, but there's sort of a hidden message in the story, and I think the author would want to lead you to believe in a certain direction. Regardless of where you fall on that issue, it's a fun read either way. So, those are the undertones of The Sherlockian. That's sort of a... you're left wondering about that. You're left sort of feeling that at the end, at the very least. So, but I'll let you discover that for yourself. Maybe you don't discover it for yourself. I would actually like to know what you think about that if you respond to the podcast. But with that, we're going to leave off, and hopefully you can pick up a copy and have fun reading it. Thanks, y'all.